usually not the type of person that's easily amused. You've got to be a great comedian to make me laugh consistently. I have said several times here on the channel that Deacons at Woke United Methodist have ruined the genre of stand-up comedy, comedy in general. But one thing about me, I am not afraid to admit when I'm wrong. Just the other day, when we were talking about Jake Paul crashing at the pay-per-view box office, I questioned how his fight with Nate Robinson drew 1.6 million buys on pay-per-view. The data, the analytics that I had pulled had that fight listed as the main event. I'm usually good about double-checking my sources, but for some reason the other day, I didn't fact-check this information. One of you guys emailed me, told me the main event of that card was Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. I appreciated that. I appreciate you guys keeping me honest. I'm not always going to get everything right. A lot of research goes into these videos. I have 12, 15 tabs open on my browser at any time. Sometimes information will be missed. I'll be wrong about something. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm wrong about this just yet, but maybe I have been wrong about woke comedy. Maybe woke comedy can be a suitable replacement for the stand-up comedy that we saw before people cared about your feelings. Last night, I found myself laughing hysterically, not once, but twice. Last night, we were treated to some classic comedy from two woke comedians. Jemele Hill was the opening act. Smelly Jemele informed the rakes and shovels that follow her on social media that she was real, real mad. I am full of fake outrage. How dare MSNBC fire the top bongo sniffer in America? This is another case of mythical racism. Fox News has not fired Tucker Carlson. Megyn Kelly still has a platform. This is unacceptable bullshit. What was unacceptable was Tiffany Cross's ratings. What was unacceptable was her consistent claims of mythical racism. Jemele Hill claimed firing Tiffer the Bongo Sniffer days before the midterm elections was an example of strong black voices not being given the internal support to thrive. I don't even know how to make that make sense. Tiffany Cross had plenty of support at MSNBC. They gave her chance after chance after chance. Like I said yesterday, racial sympathy, that can only take you so far. At some point, you're going to have to rely on your skills, your talent, your ability to relate to the audience in order to draw ratings. Tiffany Cross didn't possess any of those attributes. She was just a pretty face who immediately became hideous when she opened her mouth crying about mythical racism. Following the opening act of Smelly Jemele was the male birthing person who finds his face in the center of the woke Mount Rushmore, otherwise known to the shitfucks as Brokeback Mountain. This birthing person has an incredible resume. Former NBA player, NBA analyst. His amazing verbal skills landed him the position as pastor at Woke United Methodist. He's the former wife of Molly Karam. And by the way, credit to both of them for how they handled their divorce. Many times when public figures split up, things tend to get nasty. One or both parties is leaking information to the media. But the Karam family divorce, it seemed to be handled with dignity. The split was announced and we barely heard anything else about it. Perhaps it's because both parties kept it private, or maybe just no one cared. Either way, if there is a right way to divorce, this was the way to do it. But anyway, in case you haven't figured it out already, the ultra-talented birthing person I'm talking about is Father Jalen Rose. Last night, Father Jalen added stand-up comedian to his impressive resume. He was co-hosting NBA Countdown last night on ESPN, a pregame show that's become known for its comedy, even though they're not trying to be funny. NBA coverage on ESPN is absolutely dreadful. It's almost as bad as Mina Kimes' analysis of the NFL. The early game on ESPN was Bulls-Celtics. Now, when tuning into a 30-minute pregame show, you would expect to see analysis on the game you're broadcasting. What were they talking about on NBA Countdown last night? Kyrie fucking Irving. The Nets are looking to hire Ime Udoka as their head coach. Now, to be honest with you, I think it's a great move. I don't care whose bongo you're pounding in your spare time, the equipment manager, the head cheerleader, the mop handle, don't matter to me. Can you get me to the NBA Finals? Yes, you're hired. I found myself agreeing with Jalen Rose. He was talking about Udoka deserving a second chance. I agree. He was questioning why Udoka was exposed in Boston and the woman who was involved with him was not exposed. Her name still hasn't been released publicly. I mean, at this point, I don't know why her identity even matters, but whatever. I mean, I didn't think what Jalen Rose was saying was out of line. Judge for yourself. Here it is.
To piggyback off Stephen A's point about what Ime did, we know his name. Maybe I'm missing something as it relates to the law, but why we don't know her name? It's not like she's a minor. I feel like we should know her name publicly as well. But with that being said, I respectfully disagree with the legend Michael Wilbon. This is why. I feel like he deserves the opportunity to work again.
Well, I do disagree with one thing. Did Father Jalen Rose just call Michael Wilbon a legend? A legend? 5 years ago, I would have agreed with that statement, but I refuse to call anyone a legend who occupies their spare time tag-teaming the woke cucumber. That is not legendary. It's fucking disgusting. I also found it interesting. Stephen A. Smith did not have his pastor's back in this situation. Remember just last month how Stephen A. was on a crusade to expose this woman's identity? Last night on NBA Countdown, he left his pastor out to dry. Stephen A., who always has an opinion on everything, sat there silently as Father Jalen Rose was debating Mike Wilbon. Why? I don't know. Maybe he was afraid Malika Andrews would fly into the studio again, attacking him with her broom. Maybe he was afraid of his lonely male followers on Twitter. Or maybe he still hasn't recovered from his weekend with the Fauci lizard. Like I told you guys earlier this week, Stephen A. came down with another case of the Fauci. He and his boo-boo Anthony spent Halloween weekend dressed as pirates scouring New York City for treasured booty. Maybe he was reliving those pleasurable moments on set and his mind was absent from the conversation. Either way, I'm sure Father Jalen Rose properly punished Stephen A. Smith afterwards. But did you think anything Jalen Rose said was out of line? I'm not asking if you agree with him. What I'm asking is, did anything he said meet the requirements of a manufactured public apology? Did he violate the woke commandments? I checked the timestamps on the woke commandments. When Jalen Rose made these comments, he was in compliance with all 27,184 of them. Immediately after the words left his mouth, a new addendum was added. Male birthing person should never ask for the true identity of a woman. With the definition of a woman being undefined, we find no reason for their identity to be exposed. Over the last couple of years, we have seen our fair share of bullshit apologies. Aaron Rodgers fake apologizing for offending the Fauci lizard by refusing his advances. Last year, Justin Timberlake fake apologized to Britney Spears for how he treated her 15 or 20 years ago. Chrissy Teigen issued a fake apology for being a bully on Twitter. I thought being a bully was a requirement on Twitter. As long as you're a shitfuck, of course. If you're a normal person convicted of bullying, they used to throw your ass off that platform. But the point is, we've all seen plenty of fake apologies. I don't know if I have ever seen a more inauthentic apology than what we saw last night from Jalen Rose. I have no idea why he was apologizing. Clearly, he didn't either. Jalen Rose has never been accused of being an intellectual. If you're going to issue a forced apology, and make no mistake about it, ESPN forced Jalen Rose to apologize. But if you're going to do this, at least try to make it look authentic. Watch for yourself.
I'm Jalen Rose, and I would like to apologize for a comment I made earlier on NBA Countdown. I question why a woman's name who had an alleged affair with Celtics head coach Ime Udoka was not made public. After an internal investigation, and it was discovered that she was a subordinate to the head coach, I now understand fully why her name should not be released to the public. Now back to our NBA coverage.
Okay, first of all, he announces his name like people don't know who the fuck he is. Second, he said after an internal investigation, he came to the realization that this woman was a subordinate to Ame Yudoka. Correct me if I'm wrong. ESPN pays Jalen Rose to be an NBA analyst, right? Right? Just in case I wasn't understanding the job description, I looked up the duties of an NBA analyst. Provide expert commentary and analysis on the NBA. Last month, what was the biggest story in the NBA? It was this affair in Boston. Jalen Rose had 5 weeks to analyze this story? And you mean to tell me you didn't know this woman was a subordinate? Just in case lonely men didn't see this fake apology, Jalen Rose got on Twitter and issued another fake apology. What I suggested was dead wrong. Please, please invite me to the next Buttbongo Festival. Don't hold this against me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what ESPN calls NBA coverage. Paid analyst who have no fucking clue what's going on with the league. Forced apologies given to the one useless plebe who found this offensive. Who cares about that plebe? He's a plebe for a reason. This is why I refuse to watch pregame shows on ESPN, both NFL and NBA. NFL, give me NFL Network. NBA, give me TNT, NBA TV. The network, supposedly dedicated to being experts in sports, has zero sports experts on television. Who is the expert at ESPN? Woj? He's been replaced by Shams Charania. Adam Schefter is a fucking joke. Stephen A. Smith is paid to generate controversy. He knows absolutely nothing about the NFL. Ryan Clark, I guess they do have one expert. Ryan Clark is an expert in mythical racism. But seriously, who is the expert at ESPN? Other than games, I don't watch ESPN, so if you know an NFL, NBA expert at the network, let me know who it is. Also, give me your thoughts on this inauthentic, forced, fake apology from Father Jalen Rose. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.